Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Thursday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. I've been around a lot of companies, organizations, academic institutions. There is one thing almost all of them have in common, is that they think they do organizational change management, better known as OCM, well. Very, very few of them really do. In IT, we have been lulled into thinking that we do this well because our stakeholders haven't yelled at us lately. We haven't done it well. They just got sick of yelling. But OCM gets way more than stopping people from yelling. It's how do we ensure adoption, whether it's a big transformation or a new functionality on a change? I could give you a myriad of examples of when OCM should have been used, even on smaller, big initiatives, but they weren't. I remember a time when an organization was going from on-premise Microsoft Office to O365. They didn't go through OCM. So now things like the button is in a different spot, how I save my files, all of that changes. Those should have been thought of and addressed early on with a subset of our stakeholders, right? Another is within ServiceNow. Many of you know in the Tokyo release, we had a lot of user interface changes, right? Most organizations did not bring those up to their stakeholders. And I'm left wondering why. OCM is important. There is a framework out there, many of them, or several. It's even included in the ITIL 4 practices. It's important on pretty much all we do. If you think about in your family dynamic, if you are wanting to gain support for something, you'll explain the why and the how it makes it easier for them and how they can be successful. The same applies. You could tell I'm the mediator of our family. But here are some things to consider regarding OCM. First, we have to understand how people go through change. Some people reject change. Some people support change. We have to understand how people go through change. We also have to assess the impact of change. We have to have the ability to clearly articulate the message. What is it we want them to hear? We have to have the ability to measure the message effectiveness. Are people adopting? Are they listening? Do they believe us? We have to have the ability to measure changes in behaviors. And lastly, we have to have the ability to measure progress. I ask, what would you add to that list? Because that's obviously not an exhaustive list. But it gets back to this problem statement of most every organization does a poor job with organizational change management. How can we change that? How can we improve? How can we help people go through these changes where they are supportive and they are helping our transformation, our projects? How do we help people get on board? That's what OCM is all about. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. Please follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know if your organization is going through change and transformation and needs help. I and the service management team would love to help you. Bye.